Greetings everyone, this is Sharmi M. Devan here, and today I am talking about a very important social issue that has been making rounds in our society amongst us humans for time known, and that is of substance use and substance abuse. Let us understand both of these terms today. Substance use is when you are using any kind of a substance, for example, marijuana, nicotine, hallucinogens, opioids, etc., or even alcohol, from time to time, socially, without being an addict to it. So then, what is the difference between addiction and substance use? The two terms, substance use and substance abuse. Substance abuse, by definition, is the tendency of a person to be dependent on a substance for their day-to-day functioning. Substances, as mentioned earlier, like alcohol, nicotine, marijuana, are considered drugs. In that category, we can go as advanced as hallucinogens, opioids, mood downers, mood uppers, meth, cocaine, other stimulants like LSD, club drugs, all sorts of different kinds of substances, chemical substances that can cause a person to be very, very addicted to them. People who are struggling with addiction will usually deny that they have this problem. They may hesitate to seek treatment as well. An intervention comes in when a person has a loved one who figures out that they have this addiction, and before things get worse, they can manage to motivate that person to seek help. This is not the story most of the times. Most of the times, the person has reached such a level of addiction that there is no way but to then A, leave them to their misery, or B, force them into a rehab. And relapses can occur from time to time, although a person has gone through a rehab. Rehab facilities, yes, I will talk about that in a little bit. But let us also understand one, or rather two, of the most important substances that we are now starting to get very, very extremely addicted to. The number one being sugar, and number two being junk food. I have had clients who have come to me with both of these cravings as well as addictions. To have a craving is human nature. To fulfill a craving from time to time is also quite all right. But when you start to fulfill that craving over and over and over again, you start to destroy your body as well as your mind. And why am I speaking about this topic so intensely? Well, here I am being very vulnerable and sharing with you that I have my own family member who has been addicted to nicotine pretty much all their life. I will not be sharing how the person is related to me, But let me tell you, I have observed this issue pretty much from the time that I was born. So, let us talk a little bit about substance abuse. Why does substance abuse happen to some people and not everyone? The reason is the weakness of the mind, the fickleness of the mind. And why is the fickleness of the mind coming? So here, I'm not going to sit and discuss what these addictions are and how to overcome these addictions, but rather I want to go into the root cause of why an addiction begins in the first place. Remember this, a person who is an addict is fulfilling a void, and most of the times this is an emotional void. How? 99% of the times, this person has missed receiving love from their primary caretaker. Could be a mother, could be a father, could be the guardian. This person has probably also faced abuse from their primary caretaker. Could be physical, could be emotional, could be sexual. And when they think about the trauma that they are going through, they start to look at things externally in order to fulfill their internal void. This is the key and the only reason a person becomes an addict. It's a very rare case scenario where somebody had so much fun and they enjoyed themselves so much that they got addicted, whereas everything else in their lives is going absolutely fine. Okay? So, let's discuss this issue first. The void, the lack of love. And bringing this into, especially if you are a parent or a guardian or a primary caretaker of a child, this is an important podcast for you. Start to see the signs early on in a child that could lead this child to become an addict to any kind of a substance. Now, we can very generally look at people who are overweight, obese, morbidly obese, that, oh, you know, this person eats too much food and that's why they are fat. We can look at people doing mukbang videos and we enjoy those because they are eating crazy insane amounts of foods and calories for entertainment. But this also comes under addiction. Mukbang or mukbang videos that are making the rounds on the internet are not healthy. This kind of quantity of food is not healthy. We have serving sizes that are recommended and most of us do not follow them. We either overeat or undereat, depending on the kind of food that we like. Sweet craving shows up in a person when they are trying to hide the bitterness in their lives. I remember watching this really popular movie in India called Dil Dhadakne Do, and a very specific scene that was there in that movie where the wife begins to stuff her face with sweet and chocolates and desserts that are lying in her room secretly because the husband is not giving her the love and respect that she deserves. Now, while this was in a movie, this does become the scenario for many people in their real lives, where a spouse is not receiving the love and attention that they need, where a child is not receiving the love and attention that they need, where a mother, father, brother, sister, any loved one is not receiving emotionally, is not being satisfied emotionally, that is leading them into seeking a substance, including food and sweet, as a replacement or a cover-up to what is missing in their lives. This is a very important issue, my friends, and this is something that we really need to awaken to. In this fast-paced life of 2023 that is headed into the future, where all of us are addicted to our phones, where all of us have forgotten to socialize, where all of us have forgotten to give a call to a loved one to see how they are doing, it is time that we start to take the measures in order to stop the addiction becoming a pandemic, substance abuse becoming a pandemic. Because it is not so far that if we choose to live only within ourselves with the phone staring away at us, that we will each become addicts. And aren't we already? Aren't we all addicts to our smartphones? Aren't we all addicts to the screen, to the Netflix that we binge on? Aren't we all addicts to constantly checking our social media? And this again categorizes into a different kind of a substance abuse. Yet it does establish itself in the substance abuse category now. Early on it didn't. When we had those, you know, chocolate candy bar phones, even the BlackBerry, we really didn't struggle with it. But now, with these beautiful, amazing, rather expensive smartphones, we have become addicts. And in order for us to stop this addiction, we need to start looking at the real reason we are becoming addicts to it. What is it that is missing in your life, which if you were to receive totally and completely would keep you off the screen and binging on your Netflix late in the night? Ask this question to yourself. What would it take for you to completely turn off your phone by 10:30? I'm not even going as early as 9 o'clock. I'm saying 10:30, maybe even 11 in the night. And spend some quality time with your loved ones. What would it take for you to stop the sweet craving, to stop craving that next cigarette? What's the real reason you are looking to smoke another smoke? The real reason you are vaping, the real reason you are choosing to be high on marijuana? If it is an addiction, once again, socially done is not something that becomes a concern. Somebody who drinks socially with friends or family is not identified as an addict. But somebody who is drunk throughout the day, somebody who is smoking a pack or two of cigarettes a day, somebody who is always on a high of any substance, including food and sweets, is a person who is an addict and is a person who needs to seek the help. So if you are a person who is having any kind of a substance abuse issue, I want you to really ask yourself, where did I miss the love? Who do I need to receive the love and affection from? or who do I need to receive the love and respect from in order for me to let go of this addiction? And I know that this sounds very easy, but if you are somebody who has been using substance for a long, long time, it is extremely difficult. And as I shared earlier, I have a very dear family member who did struggle with it. So ask this question to yourself before it is too late, my friend. Check on your loved ones. Take a look at their habit of consuming substances, including food. When do you crave the potato chips? When do you crave the next cigarette? When do you crave the next drink? When do you crave that next chocolate? When do you crave that next mithai? What is the precursor for you to have this craving? This is the golden question to ask. What is the precursor? What causes you to want this? And at least one out of the 10 times, if you start saying that, okay, I am feeling this craving, but this one time I'm going to say a no to it, and I'm going to be more responsible, and I'm going to handle myself and my emotions without having to depend on this substance. It's all about making your mind stronger. It's all about fortifying you, your will, your inner will. And I truly believe that each and every one of us is strong if we choose to be emotionally. And yet, if you feel that you have this addiction, substance abuse issue going on, and you really need the help, seek a therapist. Seek an Alcoholics Anonymous if you are in a foreign country. In India, we don't really have this kind of a support of group therapy. My suggestion will be to seek therapy, seek rehab if you need. Don't wait for somebody to tell this to you. You already know this. And yes, today's topic is very, very heavy and very, very intense for the very first time on this podcast. But I also believe that this topic is quintessential, the need of the hour. Because substance abuse can cause a lot of anxiety. And what if you could find better ways to deal with this anxiety totally and completely? Without having to depend on the food, on the alcohol, on the nicotine, on anything. What if you could manage it in a much healthier way, doing a service to your mind as well as your body by seeking therapy? There are professionals like myself who are out there in the field who truly believe in keeping information absolutely confidential and who truly want to be able to help. But we can't be going around knocking at everybody's doors asking if they really need us. That step is going to be yours, and God willing, universe willing, you find a good therapist, you are going to transform into something amazing. So go ahead and take that first step. Contact a therapist. Contact a rehab center. Contact a loved one who can get you some help. If you are at your wit's end and you can't do it, tell a loved one. They would be happy to help you. And if you are a loved one who is listening to me right now, reach out to all your beloved people and let them know that you're there. Put your phone aside. Rather, pick up your phone and give a phone call. Don't WhatsApp. don't message them on Instagram. Actually physically give them a phone call and ask them, hey, how are you doing? Would you like to meet up for a coffee, a lunch, a dinner? And really get reacquainted with them. This is going to bring joy, not just to them, but also to you. Because if they can confide in you and you can help them out, wouldn't that be the most amazing blessing? So on this note, I am ending today's podcast. I hope that this message is reaching out to you, whoever that you are. If you need help, you definitely know where to reach me. You can comment on this podcast or you could reach me. My number is 98218-38811. I repeat, 98218-38811. And the code is of India. I can help you. I truly believe that a therapist close by can help you. A rehab center can help you. Know in your heart that the universe loves you and always has your back. And it is never too late to begin the journey to healing. I wish you all the best. Abundant angel blessings. This is Sharmi M. Devan, your spiritual and emotional wellness coach, signing off on the Sampoorna Wellness channel. Goodbye.